If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast Premium Episode 341, Pay to Pray. We are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Jack LaRoche,
Julian Fields,
and Travis View.
Hey, Jack.
Hey there, Jake.
Feeling blessed this morning to be able to record an episode of the QAA Podcast. Won't you pray with me?
Wow, you're really asking me? I'd be honored.
Gotta stay prayed up. Hashtag 4 a.m. club, okay? Dear Father, may the deep dish... Dear Father, dear Father, may the deep dish bless us and keep us from losing our mind while we deep dive into the Christian prayer app, Hallow. That's right, folks.
Whoa. That's Jake? That was Jake the whole time?
Folks, look, I might have got a little hallowed myself. That means I was killed. I've come back in skeleton form, less powerful. I need to get my soul essence back. And to do that, we're going to have to record this episode because I signed up for the free trial of Hallow just because I was bored really late one night and I was hoping to see Marky Mark be like, yeah, Jesus be thy name, okay? You know, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to see Marky Mark and Chris Pratt be like, Hi, we're huge multi-millionaire movie stars, and yet here we are on this Christian app. And then I forgot to cancel the free trial, and so it charged me $59.99 for the year. And so I was like, yeah. I feel terrible about this. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna screen cap the content and we'll do an episode on it, and that'll make it worthwhile.
Even more funny, it's $69.99.
So how many prayer minutes have you logged,
Jake? I'm probably at like 300 prayer minutes, I would say, over the last, like, I don't know, week and a half or so. I've gotten a couple of badges.
So basically just playing them? Like when you play the little like guided prayers, it counts them?
Uh-huh, yeah, it's gamified. Wow. It's gamified. So the more you listen, it's kind of like the Duolingo app. Like it rewards you for kind of completing challenges.
Mm-hmm. The average boomer like has more time talking to that parrot than they do their kids.
I'm getting so close to 300 prayer minutes, so I guess you'd really say we're both getting pretty prayed up.
Wait, no, it's an owl, right?
It's an owl.
Fuck.
Who gives a shit? I'm getting badged up. I'm wearing the armor of God. I've clothed myself in a mithril chainmail of Christ. As I slowly melt away from my Jewish roots and embrace the teachings of Hallow, which is actually just a meditation app that's like Christian coded. It's quite genius, quite insidious, and Jack's going to tell us a little bit about its humble beginnings.
Yeah, so as a disclaimer, all of this was written while listening to the Catholic lo-fi beats that are available to listen to on Hallow, complete with some beautiful AI rendered images to just really get you into a nice meditative state.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've included a little sample from the radio station that was advertised to me later on in the episode. So yeah, we're going to give you a little tasting menu, if you will, from Hallow. So buckle up.
Close your eyes and take a deep breath and prepare to get prayed up with us.
Yeah, you always know it's good when you have to fucking buckle up to eat something. You know, it's like buckle up at the restaurant. That's what Jake is asking you to do.
We're putting that Eucharist right underneath your tongue right now, Julian. So open wide.
Thank you.
There are plenty of self-help apps available to download that will guide you through meditation. Some of them are for sissy hypnosis, but many others guide you through a more conventional religious session. Some even offer prayerful Catholic meditations and will guide you along through the rosary, your finger just tapping away at each of the virtual beads to mimic the far more satisfying tactile experience of actually holding it in your fingertips. But the one we're going to hear about today is by far the most popular one. Every Lent, it reaches top of the app charts, actually. And you need to pay $69.99 to subscribe for a year, or $11 a month. Either way, you are absolutely screwed, as the app is notoriously difficult to unsubscribe from, so please pray for Jake and me.
Oh my god, two subscriptions? God, we've paid so much already.
Alex Jones, not the conspiracy theorist.
Correct, yes. No relation, but same name.
He looks kind of like a dark Macklemore. He was raised Catholic.
Yeah, he totally does. He's like so dark Macklemore, though.
Like, you mean like evil Macklemore or like Macklemore?
Like evil Macklemore, like alt dimension Macklemore.
Bizarro Macklemore.
Yeah, imagine Macklemore like in a polo with this just evil look in his eyes and this vacant stare. It's something.
Julian, imagine Macklemore, but Mac no more.
Oh, wow. That. What is there to say?
So Alex Jones, the evil Macklemore, was raised Catholic, but like many in the secular era, he fell away from faith during college. The stress of classes, and then his job in the financial sector, you can insert some sad violin noises here for effect, led him to discovering the world of meditation apps. Most prominently, he mentions Headspace. While he doesn't mention the fact that he married a devout Catholic during this time period, which might have had something to do with his typical meditation experience.
Mm.
Every time I would meditate or sit in silence, my mind kept feeling pulled towards something spiritual, like an image of Jesus, an image of the cross, the words Holy Spirit, which I thought was very strange because I would have considered myself agnostic.
It's so crazy, like this stuff, these images and words that were pumped into me for years and years, I mean, most of my childhood, in fact. It's weird when I'm sitting in silence thinking about spirituality, those tend to be the images that come to my mind.
Catholic pussy got me acting strange.
I mean, that's kind of what I think is going on.
Yeah, of course.
He married a devout Catholic. Yeah. Why does he keep thinking about Catholic things? Who knows? But he was so confused by these visions that kept coming to him that he called on two of his college friends for advice. All of these guys had drifted away from any deep connection to the faith, except for possibly Alessandro DeSanto. But him and, you know, Eric Kerecki, they were both still kind of practicing, as opposed to Alex's near atheism. He says he's agnostic. Sometimes he says he's an atheist. Whatever. Who cares? Alessandro described the scene this way to the podcast Busted Halo.
Alex showed up to my apartment one day as his resident Catholic friend. He said, "Hey man, how did you learn how to pray? And what's your prayer life today?" What's your prayer life? What's the prayer like?
How's your prayer life?
Hey man, how's your prayer life? Julian, what if that was what we talked about when we first met to talk about doing a video game podcast? First, how's your prayer life, man?
Meanwhile, you're having a fucking panic attack.
I kind of imagine it like that scene in The Room. You know, instead of anyways, how's your sex life? It's just anyways, how's your prayer life?
Yeah, that's what's up. How many times a week do you pray?
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian and Annie, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.